It's continuing coverage of Hampton-Dumont Cal girls basketball. Joining me right now is senior Jordan Valley of the Bulldog girls basketball team. A 45-30 win here on the home court over Iowa Falls Alden. And you guys certainly had to kind of work for this one. Shots maybe weren't going down quite as often as you'd like in this one. But what do you think ultimately made the difference down the stretch in this one as you guys were able to pull away late?
Our grit, I would say some of the teams we play, we know them. We play them two times. It's a conference team. So they scout us pretty good. A lot of their girls on their team were playing 4 years, so they understand how we play. So grit, it comes down to who wants it more. And our team came together, worked harder, I would say, and got the loose balls, and that makes the momentum. So I would say that's how we won. Grit.
You bet. And speaking of it, you mentioned the experience factor. That's been a big storyline for you guys this year. I know you're one of them that's played varsity for like your entire high school career, right? What kind of an edge has that given you guys this year, just with so many people knowing the system and being able to play so cohesively this year?
I would say practice. We don't have to do more fundamental things, so we don't have to break everything down. We're able to just scout the team and then prepare more, I would say. We're also, that allows us to work on ourselves as a player, getting reps all together. That, I would say, the experience has been so much, like, it's been so beneficial.
And then on the defensive end, I know that's been a big thing for you guys this year, and especially tonight as well. I mean, that full court defense was really causing havoc for Iowa Falls Alden, right? Could you describe what's been going so well on that end of the court here this year?
Defense is about effort. So if every night shots weren't falling tonight, but we rely on defense, and that's effort. And defense gives us momentum on the offensive end. The ball wasn't falling, so loose balls have to be ours, push and transition, and we should get easy buckets, and that's how the momentum started to come our way.
You and Brooklyn are known for your three-point shooting, and especially the range, right? Tell me about that. What makes a good shot for you guys? What gives you the confidence to, you know, let them fly from so deep like that?
My teammates engrave confidence in Brooklyn and I. My mom, our coaches, everybody believes in us. Our feet are set. It's a good shot. I would say shots weren't falling tonight, but we still found a different way to score. And so people not going to let us shoot on the three-point line, so we had to further our range out and just practice constantly this summer to have our range. So.
And a huge one coming up on Friday night with Algona coming here. That's going to be for the conference lead. What's got to go well on Friday night in order to beat those guys?
Don't make the game bigger than what it is. We haven't none of our players this year haven't had a chance to host a ranked team on our home court, so we're going to have fourth graders be here cheering loud. Don't know what they're going to be saying, but use our crowd as momentum and don't make the game bigger than what it is. So.
All right, that's HD Cal senior Jordan Valley. Thank you so much for the time tonight.
Thank you.